I asked him, how do you write a hit song, John? He said, tell the truth and make it rhyme.
Whether it was that basic or not, John Lennon knew the recipe for a hit. He also knew a necessary ingredient for his Double Fantasy album, producer Jack Douglas. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Jack Douglas made his name working with Aerosmith, discovering Cheap Trick, and engineering the New York Dolls. But when John Lennon sent him some demos after being away from the studio for 5 years, Jack Douglas didn't think he could improve on the raw tapes. But at Lennon's insistence, Jack Douglas did put a lot of production into the songs, and the result was the album Double Fantasy, released just 3 weeks before Lennon's death. That 1980 version was the only one known to fans until now. Last year, Yoko called Jack Douglas and wanted to remix Double Fantasy with Jack once again at the helm.
Yoko really gave me a lot of freedom here. She came in and I had 4 songs prepared for her to listen to that I'd done the remixing on. And she listened and she started to cry because the experience of listening to this now with John in the room with you was quite different. She said, he's here. I feel like he's here with us.
Woman, I can hardly express my mixed emotions at my thoughtlessness. After all, I'm forever in your debt. And woman, I will try to express my inner feelings and thankfulness for showing me the meaning of success.
We really stripped away all of the production. I tried to get as close to the experience of being in the studio with the musicians and John and the musicians and Yoko cutting the basic track. So you could feel, you know, exactly the emotion that was going on while we were doing it. There's a lot of dialogue. There's a lot of things that weren't on the original. You hear the count-offs. You hear them talking to the band. There were things I found in the process of exploring all of the tapes. I found things like, well, there was a saxophone solo on the original. At some point, John had hummed an idea for the saxophone solos. And so I just left the humming in. Or where there were going to be solos, he made funny remarks. Or in the case of Hard Times Are Over, acted like a preacher on the pulpit. And so I would replace that with his shouting and making comments.
It really feels like you're in the room with John in a way that I never have felt this way with a Lennon record before.
I did one little special effect, and that was the only special effect, and it's very subtle, and it's in I'm Losing You. Before he comes back in to one section, he counts, and when he counts, he counts from behind you.
Ooh.
When you're listening, it's a little special thing I did. So you're listening, and all of a sudden he's behind you. So there's a feeling of he's in the room with you.
A new version of I'm Losing You by John Lennon from Double Fantasy Stripped Down. Today's Take 5 was produced by Y. Mae Sussman. Hear the complete interview with Jack Douglas online at WFUV.org.